We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Reish Nun Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Hei. Today we will finish Simin Reish Nun Gimel, and this will count as the Amud for today and tomorrow. Says the Rambam, Chol Hadvarim Sha'asar La'asos Midvarim Elu, all the things which we have discussed in terms of Hachazara and Shehiyah, Asar Lomer La'ini Yehudi La'asos. Just like it's Asar for us to do, you can't ask a non-Jew to do either because of the Isar of Amir La'akam, that you can't ask a non-Jew to do Malacha for you. Achin Asar Lomer La'ini Yehudi La'achim HaKadir Imnitztanin. Therefore, if you have food which cool down, you are not allowed to ask a non-Jew to heat it up for you. Vim Asakein, and if you did ask him to warm it up for you, Asar La'achlo Afilu Tzonein. You are not allowed to eat it b'di'eved, and even after it cools down, you are not allowed to eat it. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Even though once it cools down, it turns out that you are not nene, you did not benefit from the malacha that the non-Jew did for you, they still, the Chachamim made a knas, a penalty that you have to wait till after Shabbos to benefit from this food, since a non-Jew did a malacha for you when you asked him to do so. However, if the non-Jew did it on his own for you, then you are allowed to wait until the food cools down, and you can benefit from this. Since you did not ask him to do so, there is no knas. But if you see him doing it for you, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you have to be mocha, you have to tell him to stop. However, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Magen Avraham and other Achornim who say that in a case where the non-Jew did not put it straight onto the fire to warm up for you, rather on top of the oven or any other toldos ha'or, any other derivative of fire, then you would be allowed to benefit from that b'di'eved, since there are some who say that a Jew can do so even l'chatchila. Continues in the Ramah, Amnam him lo nitzdan in kol kach. If the food did not cool down so much, shadayin ruuyim lechol, that you could really still eat it because it's warm enough to eat. Im chimim oso einam yehudim. If a non-Jew warmed that up, mutarn lechol, then you are allowed to eat that since it did not cool down in the first place after you had cooked it. Lachin noagim. Therefore, we have the custom sha'einam yehudim motzien hakaderos min hatandurim shemat minim behen. The non-Jews come on Shabbos and they take out our pots of food from the tanur umoshivin osan etzal tanur beis hachoref o alav, and they put it near the oven or on top of the oven which was used to warm up the house. Umaveras hashivcha acharkach hatanur hahu valideze hakaderos chozim rinner takim. When the non-Jews will put the pots of food next to or on top of the oven which was used to warm up the house, there would be no fire in that oven. And then another non-Jew would come to warm up, to put the fire, turn on the fire in that oven so as to warm up the house. And mamela, the food in the pots would get warmed up again. So that we consider to be mutter. Aval al yedei Yisrael, asur b'ki agamna, but a non-Jew is not allowed to do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains that when the non-Jew puts the pot on top of the oven which is used to warm up the house, there's no fire inside of it, so he's not doing any isser for you. And then when the non-Jew comes along and turns on the fire in that oven, his ikar kavana is to warm up the house. It's not to warm up your food, since another non-Jew is coming along, we said, and is putting on the fire so as to warm up the house. It is not considered to be doing so for your benefit of warming up your food. Rather, this is just a psik resha, that it's going to happen automatically, that when they put on the fire in that oven, your food, which another non-Jew put on there, is going to get warmed up, and we are matir psik resha when it comes to non-Jews. This is an important klal to be aware of, that even though it's usher to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for you, if you ask a non-Jew to do something which is going to cause a malacha to occur, which is only a psik resha, then it is going to be permissible. And that is what we are employing over here. That even though when the shivcha comes and puts on the fire to warm up the house, memela, it's a psik resha, that your food is going to get warmed up, that is permissible. However, this is only true, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the ovens which are used to warm up the house. However, other types of ovens, which potentially can be used in general to warm up food, then there is an iser gamor, because there is an iser of mexican vashel, as it looks like it is potential, and not only looks like, but is possible that the shivcha that is putting on the fire in that oven is doing so to warm up your food, which is going to be usher for you to benefit from. As we said, a non-Jew has to be the one that puts the food on top of this oven, which warms up the house. you cannot do so yourself, because that would be a case, explains the Mishnah Berurah, of Echad Nosein HaKedera VeEchad HaEish. One puts the pot there, one puts the fire, which the Gemara says is Patur Aval Aser. There's an Iser Durabanan to do so. Continuing in the Ramah, Avalim HaKederos Adayin Chamin, if the pots with the food were still warm, they never cooled down in the first place, Mutar Lamidan Eitzel Taner Beis HaChorif Me'achashen Esbar D'Tanurim Shalanu Yeshlem Din Kira. You are, the Jew himself is allowed to put the pots next to the Tanur, as we have explained, Smicha B'Kira She'en Aguf Uktuma K'den Guf Uktuma Ling In Asin Allah. We are allowed to do Smicha next to our Kiras, next to our Tanurs. While we have explained the potential for a heter to be able to have a non-Jew heat up our food for us, even lichatchila, the Ber Halacha explains that there is another potential heter, that of shvus deshvus letzorech Shabbos. If this is the only food that you have for Shabbos, and you're going to have to eat it cold, then you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do hachazara for you, which is going to be an Isser Amir Lakam and an Isser Durabanan of hachazara. It will be permissible to do so because of a shvus deshvus b'makom mitzvah. This is Ber Halacha quotes in the name of the Magen Avraham. However, the Chazanish argues and thinks that there is a constant iser that you are being over yourself as long as the food has been returned to the fire. There is a constant iser of hachazara. So therefore, it is not a shvus tashvus, and we would not be allowed to do this. Obviously, it's a tremendous makom tzorech, then we would allow one to be mekel. Finishing up in the Ramah, Kvar Nizbar, Shanagu Lahakal B'Chazara B'Shabbos Afilu Hinich Al Gavei Karka, Vua Din Lismoch Letanur She'enu Gar V'Katam Ho V'Akadeir Adayin Chamu V'Shal Kol Tzorcho V'Cheina Minag Pashut Lahatir. We are mekel even if you put the food on the ground, to continue to allow to do smicha even by a tanur, a fire which is not gar v'katum, as long as the food had not cooled down.